From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The man suspected of plotting a terror attack on the New York City transit system, Najibullah Zazi, has reached a deal with law enforcement officials. The 25-year-old Denver airport shuttle driver has pleaded guilty to three counts of terrorism. Zazi, an Afghan immigrant who was arrested this past fall, admitted he received terrorist training in Pakistan and the hope to martyr himself. Authorities say Zazi was involved with a group buying beauty supplies in Colorado to allegedly use to make homemade bombs. He pleaded guilty today to conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction, conspiracy to commit murder in a foreign country, and providing material support to a foreign terrorist group. Internal documents show Toyota saved $100 million by successfully negotiating a limited recall of its vehicles in 2007. Toyota officials are sure to be questioned about that when they appear this week before congressional committees. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The documents are from Toyota's Washington office and were first obtained by the Detroit News. One page lists what are called wins for Toyota, safety group. One win was the company's negotiation of a limited recall in 2007, involving 55,000 Camry and Lexus floor mats. The company has since recalled more than 8 million vehicles because of acceleration and other safety problems. The documents appear to indicate that the company considered delays in safety regulations and other requirements as victories. Lawmakers are set to grill Toyota's top officials, including President Akio Toyoda, beginning on Tuesday. In a statement, the Japanese automaker said that its first priority is the safety of its customers, and to conclude otherwise on the basis of one internal presentation is wrong. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Beginning today, banks and credit card companies are following new rules for when and how they raise interest rates. Daniel Carson has more.
The new law means big changes for the credit card industry. Banks won't be able to arbitrarily raise interest rates on a cardholder's existing balance or charge late fees on a debt that was paid on time. Nick Bork with the Pew Safe Credit Cards Project says banks were raking in more than $10 billion a year from these practices.
In the past, it was very easy for issuers to take the interest rate that you were paying on money that you already borrowed and double or triple it instantly. That's very hard for issuers to do now, and it will stop price changes that were costing people hundreds or thousands of dollars a year.
But there's a potential downside to the law. Cardholders could get socked with extra fees. Many banks have already tacked on new fees to help make up for any potential lost revenue because of the new rules. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Wall Street had a somewhat restrained trading session as investors analyzed mixed corporate earnings numbers today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 18 points to close at 10,383. The Nasdaq was down a point. The S&P 500 was also down a point today. This is NPR. It's being billed as the deadliest attack involving civilians in Afghanistan in 6 months, officials acknowledging that NATO jets that thought they were attacking a convoy of insurgents instead struck three minibuses carrying civilian men, women, and children over the weekend. Strike prompted a rebuke from the Afghan government, which had been struggling to win public support for a major offensive against the Taliban. Separately, a suicide bombing attack in eastern Afghanistan claimed the lives of 15 people. Hypertension is one of the leading causes of death in this country, second only to tobacco, and yet a new report from the Institute of Medicine says it goes largely undiagnosed. NPR's Brenda Wilson has details.
It's an age-old problem that most people think they know something about. However, health experts say that the vast majority of people, 86%, who have insurance and visit the doctor regularly, may not be aware that their blood pressure is higher than normal. The condition affects as much as a third of the adult population, about 73 million people. The IOM report, which characterized hypertension as a neglected disease, noted that it's relatively easy to prevent, simple to diagnose, and relatively inexpensive to treat. The committee recommended that the government investigate why doctors are not following clinical guidelines more closely. As for patients, they can increase physical activity, lose weight, reduce the amount of salt, and eat more fruits and vegetables to prevent high blood pressure. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
A new tallest dog, at least according to the folks at the Guinness World Records, who say a 250-pound Great Dane from Arizona named Giant George has the new record. Guinness people say George stands 3 feet 7 inches tall from paw to shoulder. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.